soledad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Bands Die on Cristo the Rock, and I hope that you have stayed tuned this Saturday night. I'll tell you that there are days and there are moments that are so ordained by God, and tonight has been one of them. Divine connections, people you meet that just in a few minutes just impact your life, and Simona Beltran, Beltran, has really impacted my life.
Beltran.
This is Boricua, girl. And we've been having such a wonderful time. And, you know, I really have to commend Ricky because he is so patient with us, girl.
Yes, he is. You're such a good guy, Ricky. He's got to be God-sent.
Yes,
seriously.
Definitely. And God is cultivating that patience and the love and all of that, because he's been so patient with us. We've been cracking.
We've been cracking up.
You know,
laughing.
The only frustrating thing about radio for me, and I'll tell you, because I love doing radio, and I've done being on TV, and one of the things that I love about it is you get to see all the fun we're having on the radio. You really don't get to see how much fun we're having, but I hope you sense it in my voice. We've cried, we've laughed, we've hugged,
we've prophesied.
Well, mostly I think everybody.
We need to put this on YouTube. We need to start recording. Have someone with a camcorder.
Well, you know, I think
it would be great. Wouldn't you guys like that out there? I think everybody wants to know how exciting it is in here and what we look
hey,
like.
You know, I'm going to tell you this. You know, you do need to know what we look like, because Simona Beltran, she's got the whole thing going on. I mean, she does. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I would love for you guys to see her and meet her, and I hope that you connect with her on Facebook, Simona Beltran.
Thank you, sister.
Vargas, Mr. He calls himself a traveling evangelist, and then he's a man of God that goes to places
and
where
God... And a prophet, of course.
And a prophet. And... And our lovely, lovely Tina Elmer Green, who is our producer, and she's amazing. And I know she doesn't like to be talked about too much, but I want to tell you, and for those of you that are listening to me, very few people you meet that have such a sweet spirit.
Yes.
And I wish, for those of you who do know her, have the pleasure and the honor of knowing her. She's very quiet, very very sweet-spirited, but very used of God.
Yes.
And she connects and brings, and she's a bridge to bring people together. And the connections that she's made are very divine. And little does she know who she's sowing into and who she's restoring and who she's building up and who she's making way for. And so we want to bless God for Tina.
Amen.
And so
we wish
we had some cameras in this radio station.
Well, Cody was doing that, so he's going to have to come back
now,
and do
Ricky,
that.
Right? If they record, they're going to see me with these funny-looking headphones, because I like these headphones.
But you look good.
Yeah, you're attractive.
You're very pretty.
Comfortable, so that'll work.
You know, just to those who don't know, she's an attractive Colombian.
But I should do bling-bling on my earphones, though.
Put some diamonds around
bling-bling.
It? Of course we like bling-bling.
Put some bling-bling on my earphones.
We're just so gaudy, aren't we? We love little diamonds all over. Over
some pink earphones, huh?
Yes. Pink ones. Yeah. Oh, that's
you
a
know,
good idea.
I'll share this really quick with you. I preached in El Salvador. And I was doing a convention, a women's convention in El Salvador, and I had to preach to the National Police Department.
Oh, wow.
La Policía Nacional de El Salvador. Let me tell you, AK-47s and all.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
I had to do the women's police women. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not like the most feminine, you know. They're rugged. I mean, in El Salvador, it's a rugged place. So I thought, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to say to them. How am I going to go in there? And the reason why I'm saying this is because God gave me a catch.
Wow.
He gave me a catch.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things that I told him, I said, you know, I admire what you do. I went by the passage of Deborah, how God was used her to fight and to lead armies. But yet she was a married woman. So therefore, she was very feminine and had the needs of any female.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I admire what you do. I go, because if I were a policewoman, I would definitely want a pink gun.
Oh, that's so cute.
When I said that in Spanish. I said, listen, if I were a policewoman, yo quisiera que la pistola mía fuera rosada y
rosada.
Que tuviera su bling bling.
Diamantes donde
su
quiera.
Bling bling.
Claro.
You know, I don't care if it's a gun, but I still want it to look.
Claro.
And you know what? It really just broke the ice. It brought it down. And at the end of the service, you would see these women with guns in their holsters just lifting up their hands to the Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So I know I'm a little funny. Those of you who've been listening to me on the radio for a while now, you know that
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
I'm funny, and it's just, but you know what it is that God has restored my joy.
Amen. Yes, yes, he has.
God has restored my joy.
Yes, he has.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And sometimes there's been places that people say, you know, we know that Diana's in the room because her laugh is contagious.
Yes. Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the work that God has done
it's
in me.
It's the God in you.
And there was a season when I didn't laugh or I didn't enjoy it, but God has restored the joy.
And he's doing that because he's faithful to perform his word, because he's bringing health to your body, because the heart is like medicine.
Yes.
And the enemy wants to steal that joy, and it brings sickness to our bodies.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what the enemy's known for.
Right.
So when we say we wish that we had cameras in here, it's because we wish you guys can see, you know, what we're doing.
Having a good time.
We're having a great time. This is not a traditional religious service or anything like that where we're going to tell you, do this, don't do this.
No.
You know what? God created you the way that you are. God loves you the way that you are.
Amen.
He knows you're going in and he knows you're going out. He calls you in. Because there's things that, there's sometimes a way that we think is right, but it isn't. It leads us to destruction. And God loves you so much. He calls you in to be part of the family of God, to give you a hope and to give you a future.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And to do something awesome in your life. And that's what he's been doing with us. So, yeah, if I laugh a lot, it's because I'm happy.
That's right. Me too. I feel the same way. I'm just so grateful that I met you guys. And we feel like I've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, we all click. But that's how the Spirit of God works. He unites his children together.
Yes.
And, you know, his children are everywhere. So for you out there that are listening, you've got to totally understand how happy we are to be the children of God. I mean, we're all about joy. That's what God is all about, joy. And he is our strength. So anybody out there, we just want to just let you know that Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter what you look like, who you come from, what nationality, doesn't matter. Jesus loves you. God made you, and he made you at his image. So just know that we are here. If you ever need anybody to talk to or anything, we are always here to listen to you.
Absolutely. And one of the things that just blesses my heart, being able to be on the airwaves.
Yes.
And not knowing where this voice is going to go, not knowing what heart it's going to land,
right.
Where that voice is going to end up, just to know that there's somebody listening right now, that it'll make a huge difference, just to know that God loves you just as you are. And, you know, Ricky was sharing something earlier, and it has to do with us not feeling loved.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't feel loved, if we don't feel the love of God in our heart, it's hard for us to even believe that somebody loves us. They can tell us, but if we don't feel it, the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Amen.
And you were saying that earlier. You were saying, I love myself.
I do. I value. You know, since Christ has been in my life, let's just say this. I reevaluated my life now that I have reconciled more with God. Being away for a while, going to Florida, being away from the family, I got closer with God. Because, you know, when you don't know anybody out there, who do you rely on? So I learned this, guys. Value yourself. I so value myself like I've never done before. I used to be very timid, very afraid to speak out. I was timid, very timid, guys. You're not going to believe I didn't ever want to eat in front of boys.
Her?
Yeah. No.
You know, man, she said something so amazing. What you just said right there, you opened something in my spirit.
Yeah.
God put great esteem in our lives.
Yes,
but he
did.
Jesus.
There you go.
So we have to esteem ourselves.
Yes.
Highly, because that's how he sees. Not low.
Because we're the
self-esteem.
Children of a king.
Yes, we kind of have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But God says, no, I esteem you very highly.
Yes.
And he did it through Jesus.
Yes, we are children of a king, guys. That's what we have to understand.
Yes.
That we're children of Jesus Christ. We're children of God.
Yep.
So we've got to value ourselves a lot more.
And you know, sometimes when people haven't experienced the love of God, they think, you know, these Christians, all they do is, you know, they're laughing and they're full of joy. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a chocoholic. And I do not want any deliverance. I love chocolate.
Yeah, I love chocolate too.
I love chocolate. And when I taste a really, really good chocolate, and it's just like, you know, you want, I would say,
you want to
try this? You know, that's the first reaction. And what happens is that you won't know how good it is until you taste it.
Right.
Yeah.
You just
taste
won't
it.
Know.
Yes.
You'll just stare
Praise
at me.
God.
Ricky.
Don't remind that. is to come and taste and see the goodness and faithfulness of God.
Yes.
The Bible says that when he sends the rains upon us, it's to demonstrate his faithfulness.
Yes, because of who he is.
Yes.
Just because of who
he's always
he is.
Trying to do that. Yes. He wants to demonstrate to us everything. He's always breathing.
Yeah.
Always exhaling.
I've heard ministers say, I dare you just to give him a chance.
And I dare you. And I'll tell
dare you.
We, Simona is originally, she was born in New York. She's been in Florida and she has lived here in Texas. Ricky is a native here of Texas. But I'm going to tell you something. Texas is one of the places that has the most churches. They call it the Bible Belt.
Exactly.
And there's a church in every corner. And you may be listening to me saying, well, you know what? I've just seen every church and what church is the right one to go. There's so many denominations, and one people believe this and one people believe that. Let me tell you something from the bottom of my heart. It's all about Christ.
Amen.
If you happen to walk into a place that does not emphasize on Christ, it's, you know, one of those times when you should just really, you know, run.
Right.
Yeah, run.
Absolutely.
Run.
Absolutely.
Because it's all about Christ.
Amen.
You should be enjoying to be in the house of God.
Right.
Being in the house of God should not be
a routine thing.
A bad experience. It should be a great and joyful experience. Do not allow a big building to intimidate you.
There you go.
Let it be about Christ. If they have one of those, you know, there's a lot of places now that have multimedia productions. They have music. Don't let that intimidate you. Enjoy.
Right.
Enjoy. Enjoy the awesomeness of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. This young lady that's sitting next to me, besides being just very beautiful, she has an amazing voice. And we want her to delight. Mm. We want her to delight us. And she's going to close the segment and sending us with a very beautiful song. But Ricky has something to share with you. And if I don't get to reconnect, this is Evangelize, sending my love and telling you that Christ is the most amazing thing you can have in your life.
I have in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 to 10. I don't have my Spanish Bible, but I'm going to read you some scriptures. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. It is a word of faith which we preach. We've been doing that tonight. And we're going to make an invitation to all of you that have been listening tonight. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, sent of God. And the Bible says you shall be saved. And so today we make the invitation to everybody that's listening out there, even those that have kind of fallen back from grace and gone back to your old ways. We're here to love you, not to judge you or condemn you. We're here to allow you to make a decision. It's by choice. And I want you to repeat this after me. Jesus Christ, we come to you and we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We repent. We ask you to come into our hearts. Save us, O Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus, Father, of all unrighteousness.
Yes.
We believe with our hearts.
Yes.
Confess with our mouth. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's
Amen.
All it takes, a simple prayer. So I pray and believe that you have prayed that after us.
Yeah.
And we just thank you for listening. And we're going to allow Sister Simona close out with a beautiful song. You'll be blessed by this.
Amen. Glory to God. Brother and sisters, this is Simona Beltran. I'm going to sing you guys a song. I'm going to sing it for Christ. And just to go along with it and praise him. And it goes like this. Only for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Yes. Because of who you are, I give you praise, yes. And because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider.
Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shiloh. Lord, you're my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. ¿Por quién eres tú? Yo te doy la gloria. ¿Y por quién eres tú? Yo te doy mi amor. ¿Y por quién eres tú? Hoy levanto yo mi voz y te adoraré. ¿Por quién eres tú? Y yo te adoraré. ¿Por quién eres tú? Jehovah Jireh. Lord, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi. Yes. Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shireh. I worship you, Lord, and I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you all because of who you are.
God bless you, brother and sisters.
I think we're just speechless tonight. And if you're listening to us, just there's nothing more that we can possibly say, but God is just so amazing and so faithful. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this great, great opportunity to share your word and to minister to the people, Father, our audience, whomever may be listening. We bless them, Father, and we worship you for how great and wonderful you are.
Yes.
Here we are, Father, and we humble ourselves before you. We usher your presence in, my God. Usher your presence in to whomever, wherever. If there's people who need healing, Father, that your healing power may go out. And if you're listening to us tonight, he is just so amazing. He loves you just the way you are. He loves you just the way you are, right where you're at. Surrender your heart to Jesus Christ. And you will never, ever regret this day, this moment. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Evang Dai here on Cristo the Rock. We bless you tonight.
Stop.
quiero más de ti, Señor. Yo quiero más de ser más. Llena hoy mi vida, Señor.
Llama que enciende el mejor de mis sueños, la llave de mi paraíso, mi vida eres tú. Si pienso en tus ojos, mi alma se eleva hasta el cielo, y sé que al llegar la mañana me envuelves de luz. Creo en tu palabra, vaya donde vaya, como un buen amigo, sé que estás conmigo. Será porque mi vida se llenó de ti, que giran las estrellas a mi alrededor. Será porque tu amor está grabado en mí, que nacen primaveras en mi corazón. Será porque eres toda mi razón de ser, que hay un color distinto que llevo aquí conmigo bajo de la piel. Por ti no tengo miedo de la soledad, ya no me alcanzarán las noches.